It's Monday, February 3rd, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Witbier. Namibia has the highest unemployment rate in Southern Africa at 36.9%, affecting over 32,000 citizens, according to the latest Namibia Statistics Agency report. In an International Labour Organization report, it tops the SADC region ahead of nations like Eswatini, who stands at 34.2, and South Africa at 32.6, while other countries remain below 30%. This, as some economists argue, the real rate exceeds 50% when discouraged job seekers are included. Meanwhile, the Namibia Economic Freedom Fighters, in a social media post, say they're set to stage a peaceful protest at the Labour, Industrial Relations and Employment Creation Ministry today to demand financial support or job opportunities for unemployed Namibian citizens. Still on labour matters, the Mine Workers Union successfully intervened to stop an alleged illegal retrenchment at Kombat Mine, where over 500 employees were expected to sign unilateral separations packages from Trigon Metals. According to One Africa TV News on One reporter Eric Munduru, MUN's Secretary General George Ampoya confirmed that the union has also engaged with the Labour Ministry for a meeting today.
Ampoya says Trigon Metals made misleading promises to the affected employees, which indicates a lack of commitment to genuine retrenchment negotiations. The Mine Workers Union has written a letter demanding an audience with the Labour Minister to discuss the matter further.
What are you supposed to do? There's in your notices, there is a notice that you will, those that are terminating on Friday will be paid 1 day salary.
Yes.
One day salary.
Yes.
Why is this mine standing?
Yes.
It's because of you. Wow. Now the company wants to pay you 1 day salary.
Catch One Africa's News on One weeknights at 7 on GoTV Channel 84, DSTV Channel 284, or stream for free on oneafrica.tv. The Energy Ministry has revealed a fuel price hike for February, citing under-recoveries in fuel pricing. Anna Salkiers from the Ministry's Public Relations Department announced that petrol will increase by 42 cents per litre, while both 50 ppm and 10 ppm diesel will see a rise of 120 cents per litre.
The Ministry recorded under-recoveries of 82 cents per litre for petrol, under-recoveries of 175 cents per litre for diesel 50 ppm, and under-recoveries of 166 cents per litre for diesel 10 ppm.
In South Africa, COSATU is calling on the government to engage its counterpart in the USA and clarify the status of the executive order on the re-evaluating and realigning United States foreign aid. COSATU in KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Secretary Edwin Mkiza says the haphazard implementation of this executive order is inflicting pain on the poor and has disregarded workers' livelihood, adding that workers have been left stranded.
A number of healthcare practitioners in the province, their services have been terminated. Here we're talking about people who are doctors and nurses, HIV AIDS counselors, office administrators. They've been told to bring back the tools of trade and they've been told to stop working with immediate effect.
U.S. President Donald Trump has defended his decision to impose sweeping tariffs on the U.S.'s top three trading partners, even as he acknowledged there may be some pain for Americans. Posting on his Truth Social platform, he hit back at criticism, arguing that his action was warranted against China, Canada, and Mexico. Kate Fisher is in Washington for us.
President Trump accused China, Canada, and Mexico of participating in a, quote, decades-long ripoff of America. He also suggested it was time for Canada to become America's cherished 51st state, saying they could avoid tariffs that way, as well as having lower taxes and better military protection. But he did acknowledge that tariffs could cause pain for Americans in the form of higher prices, but assured them it will, quote, all be worth the price that must be paid.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.